This is TWiT.
Well, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence got a big victory today. The Facebook actually apologized to the effective community of drag queens. I'm going to read the whole apology by Facebook here, the apology part of their message, which is, quote, "I want to apologize to the affected community of drag queens, drag kings, transgender, and extensive community of our friends, neighbors, and members of the LGBT community for the hardship that we've put you through in dealing with your Facebook accounts over the past few weeks." They said they would revisit their real names policy to make it possible for drag queens who have stage names to use those stage names as their name on Facebook. And this sounds to me, I don't know how you all feel about this, but this sounds to me like a complete phony baloney response to this, because basically they're saying if you're a performer and you have a stage name and you use that stage name as your actual name in real life, generally speaking, if you really go by Little Miss Hot Mess, if that's really the name you go by in real life, then you can go ahead and use that on Facebook and we're going to let you do that. That doesn't sound like how many people are professional drag queens? I mean, you know, they haven't solved any problem here, but what do you guys think?
Yeah, I have to agree, Mike. I wrote about this when it first happened. I've been a big proponent of anonymity online for a long time, even though I know lots of people blame it for all the world's problems. But I fundamentally believe that allowing people to comment and behave anonymously has value. And so Facebook has always been, to some extent, trying to suck and blow at the same time. They've been trying to say, well, you can use a quote-unquote fake name, but only if that's what you go by in real life. So as you pointed out, if you're a drag performer and you can say, well, this is what people know me by, if you're effectively a celebrity in some sense, then you can do that. But regular people can't. And so although that community was what sparked this issue, that's not the sum total of the issue. I mean, or the problem. There are lots and lots of users who are trans and gay and fall into all sorts of categories who cannot use the name that they want. And what they get is Facebook asking them for their birth certificate or their driver's license. That, from what I can tell, that is not going to change.
Now, there's a solution that seems kind of obvious to me. And Gina, maybe you can help me with this, because I don't understand why all the social networks don't do this. The solution to me seems to be that if they want to demand real names, and of course, Twitter and Google Plus don't demand real names. Google Plus doesn't anymore. They did for a long time. But why don't they just demand your real name to be privately given to the social network and then allow the public to see your pseudonym? That way they get both, the best of both worlds. They know exactly who you are. You can use your account as your identity. You can use it for buying things, you know, all that stuff. But then you never have to reveal it to the public. What's wrong with that solution?
I mean, I think for some communities, particularly imagine, you know, a kindergarten teacher in a very conservative part of, you know, of the country who, you know, is a drag queen performer at night who literally has, you know, is living a double life and doesn't necessarily want to out him or herself. You know, I mean, there are situations. My legal name, by the way, is Regina McTrapezoid. I just go by Gina Trapani because it's a lot easier here. I mean, this isn't just about drag queens, right? It's about broadcasters and musicians and artists and book, like people who write and use pen names, like it's about people. And you know, I mean, and the real name, I don't even like when people say real name. It's legal name. It's your given name. It's the name that your parents gave you and that's on, you know, a sheet of paper that says you were born, right? But that isn't necessarily who you are. And as far as I'm concerned, like, people should just be able to say, this is how I want you to refer to me, and period. That's real enough for me. So I don't know, this whole identification thing and your legal name is this, and what if, I don't know, I don't like it.
But there's no technical reason. Like, there's no technical reason, right? I mean,
technical reason. And in fact, this came up during the Google Plus, you know, NIM wars or whatever you want to call them too. There is no technical reason why Facebook couldn't do that. There's a reason why some users might not want to present that name even privately to Facebook, because they don't trust the company to keep that data separate, and they don't trust, you know, they can't trust where that information is going to wind up. But, you know, it feels, and I could be wrong, but it feels to me like Facebook mainly wants you to use your quote unquote real name or given name because that's what advertisers want.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Matthew, but here's the thing that really bugs me is that certain types of names can be used, pseudonym. You know, I could go to Facebook right now and start an account. I could make up a name and I'd have an account and they'd never know, right? But if that name happens to be Little Miss Hot Mess, they're going to say, well, it doesn't sound right. Or if I have some other outrageous name. So, you know, the vast majority of fake names, there are huge numbers of people on Facebook using fake names without consequence.
Well, right. When you've been reported or someone has marked you as abusive, you know, what's the first thing the police ask you when they pull you over? Show me your ID, right? Like, but that's a way that authorities assert power and show me who you are. Show me your credentials. My working on a college campus, first thing you ask a student who's doing something wrong, show me your ID. It is a power move. It is kind of a power relationship. And I just don't like, I get that Facebook has this problem where they need to make decisions about whether or not people are actually behaving badly or abusing someone, and getting their actual legal name is some indicator of whether or not this person is for real. I don't know. But I feel like for the majority of Facebook's users, they should be known by how they want to be known, and that should be it.
And to be honest, it feels to me like Facebook, you know, apart from the advertising element or whether that's what advertisers want, they, you know, reading Chris Cox's description of how it happened, they all got lumped in with a bunch of these other reports and someone flagged their accounts maliciously or whatever, and they didn't. It feels to me, and obviously they have a billion users, so this stuff is not simple, but they could do the things we're describing if they wanted to. They could make it easier for people to use pseudonyms. They could structure things so that you could do that and they could still achieve their objectives. They just clearly don't want to, or they don't want to devote the time and resources to making that happen. So that says something about their priorities, I think.